Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's Allie Stegmita here with the Hollywood Life podcast, and Bonnie is out of office today. She's giving a big speech in Toronto, so I am taking over with one of our writers and reporters, Jenna Lemoncelli.
Hey, Hollywood Life fam.
And we are, of course, here with a very special guest, Lil Mama, aka Natia. Lil Mama Kirkland, who is going to be on Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta, coming to WeTV on Thursday, October 11th. We are so excited to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm stoked.
Stoked. Oh my gosh. And she is here in this gorgeous metallic green blue suit. She looks amazing. And her lip gloss is popping.
It is. Thank you so much. I'm wearing
seven.
A little Fenty over here.
Oh, love that.
Don't you love it?
That. Yes. So tell me, I mean, Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta, give us a little tease. What can we expect this season?
Well, you know, I'm on a journey to finding my voice outside of just rap music, but also with singing, because my mother was a singer. She was an excellent vocalist and entertainer that didn't get an opportunity to explore her talents in the industry. If that makes any sense, I was the first generation to make it big with music, and she's paved the way not only for our family, but just for women in our community in general. They would see her, you know, doing her makeup and going out to Jimmy's Cafe and all these other, like, close by open nights where people were singing, and she was well known for her talents and her beauty. Mm-hmm. Also known for just giving young women in the community inspiration and uplifting them and helping them to understand who they were when they questioned themselves. And so I feel like for a long time people have known me as a rapper, and now that, you know, I'm celebrated for my dance expertise as well as being an actor, for me it's about continuing to open up my gifts. And so now I want to explore singing.
Amazing.
And that's something you'll see on Grown Up Hip Hop.
And you're from Brooklyn.
I was born in Brooklyn. And when I was about, I want to say 4 or 5 years old, my mother was in a shelter. And we eventually got placed in Harlem. And that was one of the best things that ever happened to me in my life. My brothers, myself, and my mom, we went up to Harlem. I did K through 8. So a lot of my childhood I spent in Harlem. And even now, I still have friends who I've gone to school with or lived close by. And I went to high school with my dad back in Brooklyn because there was a lot going on, and he wanted to, you know, give a father's love and direction. And, you know, it was great, though. It always felt like I was with both of my parents, even though I was in one household or the other. It's kind of complicated. People always want you to choose a city or choose, like, but between those two cities and just having my story is so unique. I just tell it like it is so that the people who know me and who grew up with me, they can identify with now who's, you know, making noise in the industry.
Yeah, girl.
All right, let's give it a round of applause for Lil Mama.
Yes, yes, noisemakers.
Yeah, I really want people to say, you know, if they, like, she looks familiar, I know her from Harlem, to say, oh, it is the girl. Or if they say, you know, it was Brooklyn, they can know that it's me as well, as opposed to it being like, oh, I'll tell part of my story to make it easy on whoever feels they need that. I'm not willing to do that, so I tell my complete story. I'm from Brooklyn and Harlem. I grew up in New York City.
You said you wanted to showcase your voice and everything, which is why a big part of why you're joining Growing Up Hip Hop, which I think is amazing. And if anybody, I wish they heard before we went on air, your voice is insane.
I can sing
in the
something.
Elevator, in the hallways, everything.
I can sing something.
Can you?
At last,
My love has come along. That's just a little something I've been working on in the shower.
I'm sweating.
I've been working on that in the shower for the past, I want to say, 10 years.
Oh,
and
my
yeah, God. Etta James. Good Etta
you
James.
Know what? I've been working on stuff in the shower for Sing 10 years, and I really don't have that.
Yeah.
So I stopped, you know? Yeah.
No, seriously. on a serious note, I sing R&B. Some of my favorite artists, Gladys Knight, because these are people that my mom would listen to constantly, so I can sing their songs really well, because after singing the same songs over and over again, I feel like the voice just strengthens and gets used to those notes. And so I would say Gladys Knight, Stephanie Mills, Anita Baker. This is music that I'm so used to singing. And some of my favorites from today, I would have to say, is like Jasmine Sullivan. She's one of the best vocalists of our times, in my opinion. Adele, really strong vocalist. There's a list of people that I feel are really talented. I just have a very keen ear for vocals, and I don't really buy into the microwave songs that are just like here today, gone tomorrow. I really take to music that'll last and stand the test of time. So I want to, you know, when I share that element, I want it to be something that's that strong. So on the show, you'll see that one of my biggest challenges is my fear of going in the booth and singing and letting my voice be heard. Also, you know, just living up to my mom's legacy, although it wasn't like a big public, you know, thing where she was known throughout the industry and known by the world. Just in our community alone, people knew how great she was. And, you know, I would have to face my dad, face my grandmother, my cousins, and just it can be a lot of pressure. So, you know, I want it to be perfect.
I love that. Well, and I do know that your mom had a huge impact on you. She passed away about 10 years ago.
Yeah, my mom definitely. She ascended in 2007, okay. December, a few days after her birthday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And since, though, you've been making music, but what kind of inspired you to expand into not just rap and not just what people, you know, might recognize you for?
What made me do it?
Yeah. Like, to take that leap.
I mean, I feel like I'm filled with ideas and thoughts and imagination and all of these great things are happening, right? There's a gift that I have where I'm like, I'm super creative. And, you know, while people may wear many hats, right, and have all of these different elements of great things that they can do, it's like the saying goes, you know, jack of all trades, master of none. While that saying may have truth to it, because if you're spreading yourself thin, you can't really master one thing, right? There is a such thing as being great and being phenomenal and putting your mind to one thing at a time. You know, I was talking to my publicist, Rosemarie, earlier, and she was just saying, you know, one of the reasons why we've had great success and, you know, and publicity in some of the things that we've done over the past few months is because we take on one project at a time and we execute it. So no matter what the creative backdrop is, as long as you give it your all and like as long as you're all in and you're focused and you complete it, you can move on to something else that you're great at and do the same thing. So it doesn't have to be what people are familiar with. It just has to be something that, you know, when it's all said and done, it's phenomenal. And people respect it, you know? So.
Now, I feel like, too, it's just like a
philosophical. Love it.
Love it. Well, I feel like it's a huge time for women right now, too, yeah. And female vocalists and female rappers as well. I mean, we have Cardi B, we have Nicki Minaj, yes. And Rihanna, and we have Beyonce. Just, I mean, the industry is just booming. And
yes, it is.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
What do you have to say about just, you know, the women out there?
I feel like right now is such an amazing time. I was asked about, you know, how do you feel being a woman in the industry? And, you know, $12. We have a bet.
Okay, let's hear it.
What's the bet?
So when I speak, I have a habit of saying, you know.
So do I.
Oh, yeah, we all do.
Now you guys are going to catch it when I say it. So I think I'm up to about $12. And at the end of the podcast, you can just tally it up, and then I'll have to pay my hairstylist.
So is this like $1 per you know?
$1 per you know.
Okay. I honestly didn't even realize, but we do this for a living,
do it.
And we do it all the time.
I say all you know all the time.
Because you expect people to feel you, you know? $13.
You know.
Okay, so, okay.
Yeah. Where were we? So...
being a woman.
I was asked, about the difficulty, right? And I feel like sometimes I go back and look at interviews, experiences, no matter what it is that's recorded. And I'm just like, I could have said this differently. I could have done that differently. But the truth of the matter is that we're human and we speak in the moment that we're in and however we feel. And then later on, I might be like, you know what? Now that I think about what I said, here's another way that I can look at it. And my viewpoint, my vantage point can like constantly change, right? So when I was asked, I was like, I don't feel like there's anything wrong. And I still stand by that because I truly feel like we have an equal opportunity, if not a greater opportunity, to do whatever it is that we want to do, be amazing at it, and people will respect it because everyone wants to hear what the girls have to say right now. Mm-hmm. The guys are like, they're number two. And it's a great fucking feeling. Can I say that?
Yeah, great. You can say whatever you want.
It feels great because for so long, I feel like women's voice have been in the backdrop. And it's not just in hip hop music. It's not just in any genre of music or even music itself. It's been in many career paths where women have been the backbone, doing all of the work. And holding it down while there's this spokesperson and there's this representation from a man because no one wanted to hear what we had to say in order to just get our point across. And now people want to hear what we have to say. And, you know, music is just a phenomenal platform to do it. Mm-hmm. So when I see people celebrate women as they're doing right now, you know, following us on social media the way that they do, listening to our music and just giving us the praise for stepping out and being fearless and sharing our stories, it makes me feel really happy because, like, I know that it can be really tough for a woman, you know, and it can be the same for a man, but it's not, it hasn't been the same history over time. I just think that it's an incredible thing when we can focus on the now and just go from that, take that energy, and whether it's a podcast, a blog, a book, a song, a company, like launch and just be confident because right now it's our time.
And you know what I was thinking about too, especially with you, you're a prime example. You have going off of history and women coming up in the industry. You've been here along with other artists, but specifically you. You've been here, I mean, Lip Gloss, 07. Like, 07. I was jamming, like, grabbing my ankles, like, at age, like, I don't even know.
Oh, God.
Like, so funny. Like, with your friends, like, everybody was jamming to Lip Gloss.
Yes.
But going off of that, you're one of those artists that came up in the industry and you went through the waves, the people not supporting women. Now the women, everybody's talking about women. Like, to stay relevant through those years is very hard.
Yeah.
And the fact that you have done that, and there are a ton of people who haven't and don't have the relevancy that you had. So just congratulations.
Thank
like, that's
you.
A testament to you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You know?
Thank you.
Well, and you still have girls, I mean, the both of us, like singing your songs and jamming out. And it's awesome. How do you, I guess, talk a little bit about that, like, relevancy and just kind of being in the industry for as long as you have. And, you know, I mean, now it's going to show up on Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta as well.
Yeah. Wow. That's a powerful word, relevancy. I think that it's very important for us as people, not just as women, to know our power, right? What makes you relevant, right? I think what makes you relevant is being present with yourself, with a higher power. If you believe in God, like I do, then you know that, you know, asking for clarity and answers in time of need. I was just thanking God this morning. I swear, I was just like, thank you. Because sometimes I wake up and I feel entitled, and I feel like, why am I like doing, I'm over it. And it's just like this spoiled mentality of entitlement. And then I have to say thank you, because I remember the days when I was on my knees and I was crying and I was asking for an answer of, what is going to be my next step? What am I going to do? I just need to know. I need a sign. I need something, because it's a drought and I feel empty and I feel like I'm not serving my purpose. I don't feel like I'm using my voice so that people can hear me. And, you know, some people go into that dark space and they don't come out. I've gone into that dark space and I've come out. And I think that that's the powerful part, that I was able to make it through the rough patch. Not just the glory and people, you know, praising how good of a song I can put out or how beautiful I am. But, you know, when people knocked me down or tried to discourage me and, you know, made me feel like I was worthless and I didn't serve a purpose here on this earth, to make it through those times in my life, I feel that's what makes my story relevant, because it's bigger than just the artist and the face. We have thousands of celebrities now. Mm-hmm. It's probably touching the hundreds of thousands, because everyone's important. And it's not a bad thing, because people are really finding their purpose and understanding how important they are and not allowing 4 to 40 to now 400 channels to tell you that you're important. Oh, this person's important. You're not like them, you know, while people are getting hair and makeup and, you know, wardrobe put on them, and you're comparing your everyday life to that person. Now it's like people are getting up and saying, okay, I'm going to start my own channel. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm important. You know, what sets you apart in that group is having a story that people can look at and identify with and say, you know, this person has levels. They've been up, they've been down, just like me. And it's not easy. It's not going to be that I'm making $100,000 a year to $1 million a year. Some years I may fall short of $10,000 a year. Some people just like, if that, you walk around and you're like, what am I going to do? Homeless. What is it about your story that's changing a life, that's helping someone else to understand how important it is for them to still be here? And I think that that's what makes me relevant. And although I haven't been able to elaborate and tell my story, I think with a show like Grown Up Hip Hop, because now it's to the point where we might be coming to New York.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Jenna should be on it too.
This is like my beat. Maybe. Like, I'm telling you. Yeah. Like, you don't even know.
You know, and even in Atlanta, just like being able to tell my story. I think that, like, if they were to come to New York, though, it would be an amazing opportunity for me to show my fans even more. Like, you'll see a whole lot of me in Atlanta. When you come to New York, you'll be able to see another element. Mm-hmm. Because there's so much that people think they know, but they don't. They'll never understand unless I'm able to show them, you know? That was a long-winded.
We all
felt it was beautiful. I'm like,
we felt that. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm gonna re-listen to this like every morning, yeah, and be right, like, wake up grateful. I love that much.
You gotta wake up grateful, because it's real. God is real. Questioning yourself is real. I have a friend, a really close friend of mine. He was my stylist. Our birthdays are literally 6 days apart, and he committed suicide. And it's not something that his family is, like, talking about. Everybody's trying to figure it out. It was just like, okay, Michael Mann passed. And then the fashion industry was shook in, right, London? And there's stylists now that are coming out and saying, I've been in that place. Or I'm in that place. Or people don't understand what it's like to have to take the subway, or if you're not a New York stylist, to take Ubers, spending so much money, investing so much time just to make someone happy. And then sometimes you approach the person with all of this hard work that you're putting in and this effort and time that you're putting in as a stylist for someone to either be unhappy, unsatisfied. It makes you feel like you haven't served your purpose. or it could be anything. It could be your love life, your financial, like you're working so hard just to pay bills, just to pay rent. And then once that money is spent on your expenses, you're not living. So now you have no choice but to go to the bar and get drunk with your friends just so you can feel alive. So when we're dealing with those type of issues, it's important to be grateful. It's important to love the people around you. Take the time out to say, you know, thank you. Mm-hmm. I understand what you do and I appreciate you.
Yeah, because it can all be taken away in a minute.
I mean, true.
Absolutely. And you don't know what people are going through ever. You know, it looks so glamorous online. I mean, even with like jobs on the other side with us in the microphone, people say to us all the time, it's this, it's that, like your pictures. No, like it's a hustle. It's a grind.
Yeah,
totally. Well, so on growing up hip hop, okay. Say, well, I mean, but this is relevant though. They say that you are ready to reinvent yourself, but your past mistakes continue to haunt you. So what are we going to see you kind of going through and working through?
I feel like there were some things that were addressed on the show that I feel could have come from a more genuine space. Mm-hmm. And when I was approached with a question about something that happened in my past that was a very popular event, you know.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I would have appreciated it more and respected it more had it been a private conversation. Or if even if it was something that was coming from a genuine space and a person really wanting to know what happened, what's going on, where are you now? Because I felt this. I'm glad to hear your point of view, but this is what I felt and this is how I feel now. How do you feel now? And what did you go through in that time? Mm-hmm. Then I can be able to open up and express. But when people try to make fun out of a situation or situations that have happened in my past, you know, it's like, are we having a good time? Are we playing? Or are we serious? Because we can play, you know. It's like, but when it comes to, you know, certain topics, I wouldn't even bring it up in people's life if we're in this situation. You got to watch it. It's going to be so mm-hmm. good. We're at a party and someone wants to talk about something that's out of context, right? And so I know that there's some things about their past that's dark and ugly that I wouldn't bring up in that type of environment unless I'm trying to humiliate them. Mm-hmm. And then if you're trying to humiliate me, now we're playing chess because I'm not on my home base. So you're trying to humiliate me? Are you the enemy? Because now my mind is twirling and now it's going to turn to something else. Mm-hmm. And I can be that type of person. So I wouldn't want that to be the case. And so, you know, I try to keep my militants throughout it all. I get a visit from MC Light, who is mm-hmm. A mentor to me, who's someone that I've been compared to time and time and time again before we even met. And we met in like 2009 or something. And she's been my mentor. And then she started managing me. So now we work together. And a lot of people don't know that, but we do. And she is such a powerful person that has stayed relevant over time as well. Who comes in on the show and just like giving me advice and talking to me about, mm-hmm. you know, just my growth and things like that throughout over the years. But one thing about me that I can honestly say is that I'm in a great space.
Yes.
I'm in a phenomenal space in my life. I'm truly happy. And if I'm having a bad day, I deal with it, figure out what's the problem, fix it, and move on. I don't let things from my past haunt me mm-hmm. or things from earlier in the morning haunt me. I don't believe in a bad day. Like, There's power in words. There's power in emotion. There's power in thought, right? So when you say, I'm having a bad day, the more you declare it, the more you're going to have it. Mm-hmm. Because now your energy is passing on to someone else who could have been coming to you with something positive, just a good idea, like, hey, let's go skate. But when they coming up to you, they like, girl. And you like, bitch, I'm having a bad day. They like, oh, I'm not going to ask her to go skate. And she, I don't, like, I don't need that energy in my life. So now they on with the good day, and you holding on to this bad day energy. I'm not one of those people. It takes a lot, it takes a great deal of mental weakness to declare a bad day. Mm-hmm. A whole day.
Amen to that.
Come on
24
now.
4 hours. Amen to
that. Not a whole day.
No.
Maybe a bad moment. Nobody got time a bad moment. Give me this damn moment. I need to get this out. But you know, so I'm in a great space. And so I feel like, yeah, there's drama, especially in reality TV. Everybody's looking for that moment, right? Some people, they want to keep a job. So they're going to come and be like, okay, what I got to do or say in this moment to make you feel like we having drama? Because I need this job, goddammit. I'm not that type. I don't operate out of that space. And I say this to the producers all the time, and I'll leave it here. I try to get them to understand my philosophy, but you know, everybody got their thing, right? So I'm like, Monsters, Inc. is one of my favorite movies.
Yes, okay. Now we're
Monsters,
talking.
Inc. is one of my favorite movies because as a child, I got the concept. So I don't even understand how adults don't get it. Not all adults, but the ones who are just like, but I guess, you know, some people, they get into like a corporate environment and they overlook cartoons. They overlook a lot of stuff, love. They overlook a lot of lifestyle, and they miss it. But there's jewels in animation, right? So in this movie, these guys are set out to scare kids and get energy, like have the like to fill a vault with energy, and they're scaring. And then there's a turn of events where Boo comes out of her world, the human world, into Monsters, Inc. And now they're stuck with this kid. They hate it. They learn to love it. Something happens where they make her laugh. And the bolt not only fills, but it bursts. And the positive energy is so much stronger than the negative energy that they thought they needed to continue on, to keep the business flowing. And now they're going in, and instead of scaring children, they clowns. Woo-woo, ga-ga, ooh-ga-ga. It's just so good. And it's like, it teaches you about life. Like every moment doesn't have to be this super terrible negative moment, pulling hair, throwing drinks in order for it to be fulfilling. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people just want to know how. How can I make it through this moment? So when they see you do it, they like, wow, I got to get my shit together. She did that. You know what I mean? And it's helpful as opposed to, okay, just another fight. Even though it's entertaining, we love to see other people go through things that we don't want to go through, right? It's like, woo, yeah, good thing they had to do that, not me. But it's even better when we can grow from something. So being a part of Grown Up Hip Hop, I feel like it's a lot different from the other reality shows because, to be honest with you, I really felt safe and I felt grounded. Mm-hmm. I was in the studio. I was working on my music. Although there were some people looking for moments, overall as a whole, I have to say that WeTV is definitely producing a phenomenal show with Grown Up Hip Hop. It gives me an opportunity as a person that did grow up in this industry to be that positive light and that energy, like Monsters, Inc., to like help people see, yes, I might have gone through some dark patches. It may be difficult for me to, you know, come out to my family as a singer or whatever it might be, but guess what? I'm going to freaking push through.
I have so many thoughts. The Monsters, Inc. analogy was incredible. Disney, amazing. Please call her up and write their next movie because that needs to happen.
I can do voices.
Oh my God. I can't handle you. You're so damn talented.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're going to talk about things after this. But literally.
Thank you.
Like going off of, on the topic of growing up hip hop, I mean, like you said, they're producing a phenomenal show. It tells you the inside and the nitty gritty of the industry. And yes, there is drama, but it's not salacious. It's not crazy. So yeah, kudos to WeTV on that.
Yeah.
And
your role in the show, we're going to see your journey and your story branching into different genres of the industry, but does your storyline or your presence on the show intertwine with anyone else? I know Bow Wow was going through a little bit of a similar thing last season with his music.
Yeah.
DeBrat is going through things as well. Everybody, yeah. Everybody's trying to make it, which is, I love it's that
amazing.
Theme.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Do you bond with other people on the show and things like that?
Yeah, I love Bow Wow, and you know, I think that our purpose has yet to reach. It has yet to take its course even. We've met, we've had great moments, like even on the show, but I think there's something about our relationship that has to flourish as far as him opening up and being vulnerable and knowing that I'm here to catch him and understand him and be a friend, because he's grown up. Not only has he grown up hip-hop, he has grown up as a successful rapper since he was about 6 years old. That's tough. People don't understand that because they look at the now and they don't know your history.
Mm-hmm.
So people loving him automatically and wanting something out of him and showing him, you know, a energy where it's like, oh, we have your back, but really it's like it's connected to a check. So I'm going to say what I have to do and do say what I have to say and do what I have to do to keep you happy. But then it's like as a child, you believe it. And, you know, and then it's like, dag, you know what I mean? It can be hurtful. But anyway, I think that, you know, it's definitely like a brother-sister relationship. Let's be clear on that.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
And I think that although people have said, oh, they look alike, they're the same person. It's funny. It's great. And it's true. While that may be the surface of bringing us together, right, I think it's something that needs to take place where, you know, even if we just have a time to talk and hopefully we get that moment on the show and you guys get to see something like that. And yeah. And we have Ayana, who is DJ Hurricane's daughter. I got a chance to meet her. She talked to me about fashion, and you know, I'm a fashion icon. Okay.
Well, yeah, look at you. I wish anybody could see this right now.
They'll see it. We're going to have some pictures.
Oh,
up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
a little later. Give them a little bit of that, a little action. They can check that out on the site. That's HollywoodLife.com.
Oh, you are just...
You are on it. On it.
No joke. We've been here for about, I don't know, what, like an hour already. You are a TV writer, a philosophical writer, an author.
Yeah, I mean, this is what I was
publicist,
saying.
A publicist. Just everything.
This is what I was saying about how time and the gifts just open up. You know?
Right?
Yeah.
We so, can't wait.
But yeah, where were we? She's into fashion. I'm going to help her with some stuff. And, you know, my thing is really just to make genuine friends and business partners and opportunities to flourish in this business. And that's what it's all about, getting to the bag. People want to be rich and happy. No one wants to be depressed and broke. And trying to fight over scraps. Who wants that? You know, I'm trying to live this rich, amazing, glowy skin life. You know,
glowy skin.
I'm about the glowy skin life.
Okay,
love that.
And when she really quick, when she walked in, I said this, and this is for all you lip gloss fans out there. 07, like vibing. You don't age.
Oh,
it's
that's
actually
true.
Frightening to wow. me. You are the same person that I was in front of the TV, like yeah. popping my own lip gloss.
It's crazy.
With. Yeah.
Wait till, if you saw me without makeup, you would run.
Oh no,
stop
no,
it.
No. Yeah.
No, I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just stroking my own ego here.
Oh, you're saying little, you're like, no,
yeah,
I'm amazing.
It's a little
looking.
Tooting of the horn. I mean, I glow like
you
I'm
glow.
Walking in like I'm walking in the Bahamas. It's like it's incredible. No, but seriously, I think that comes from, you know, being blessed and being preserved, and also just staying connected to young people and just feeling alive and not making myself feel distant like I'm like I need to be anything else. You know what I mean?
But plus your energy.
That's a positive energy. Exactly. Yeah. It's just like if you're not like down, you know, smiling is just good for you. I feel like.
Thank you.
So briefly, going back to Bow Wow, who actually just I think like 2 weeks ago said that he almost overdosed on lean. Just talking about him being vulnerable and opening up, I think that was like a big step in just him being kind of open with his
the
fans.
The world. Yeah.
Yeah, in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of things that go on social media with people opening up. And I just think that, you know, professional help is loving help. So it comes through friends and family who really care and who are listening and trying to find the solution to what it is that your feeling, because a lot of healing doesn't have anything to do with medication or anything like that. It's just.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
It can be just someone listening to you. So mm-hmm. if he feels like the fans are listening, then that's a great outlet for him. Yeah, and I wish him the absolute best. I love him. I've watched him growing up. Many of the girls, like, in my neighborhood, I was a tomboy, so I didn't really like boys. So I wouldn't, like, I need to go to the concert. I wasn't that girl. But the girls in my neighborhood would go to his concerts, and he would literally sell out the Garden by himself. I have a very high level of respect for him. I just wish the best. And, you know, I was complimenting him because he's not like a, like, you know, crazy tatted, like crazy drugged up person. And like to see him still, like how you were saying, look so good. And,
yeah.
you know, things like that. Now he just have to work on, like, character wise, just work on feeling comfortable in his own skin and not letting people make him feel like he needs to give them a part of him that he's not ready to give.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he just needs to live your life and just be beautiful.
And he opened up about that last season on the show a little bit about people. I mean, he's, like you said, he's been in the game since like he was 7. I mean, acting too, like Mike, people forget about
that. So good.
Major classic. And it's a lot when people are pulling you in different directions at that age. I love it. But yeah, he is vocal with it, and that's good. That's a good start.
I agree.
Now, finally, before we wrap up here, I think that we have to ask...
What is it?
Will you tell us what your favorite lip gloss is at this moment?
Oh my God. I'm just going to go to what I'm going to go to what I'm wearing right now. I am wearing Fenty, and this lip gloss is popping.
Popping.
That's all I wanted to hear.
Riri did that. She did that. It's not like too sticky. It's not like some of them are really watery and it's like they're just like oily, like slipping off your lips. This is like a great medium. The application brush is amazing. The packaging is sickening. And I am not getting a check for this. I swear I'm not. But if you'd like to send one, Riri.
No, I'm just like,
I'm so proud of her because many times when people start a cosmetic line, the first thing they do is just go to, you know, just labeling. Mm-hmm. And she took her time. And I'm sure she had the financial backing to do it. But it's just the fact that, you know, a woman of her stature can take the time out and do other things. And we had a malfunction outside, but that's okay. We're still rolling here at HollywoodLife.com. You know,
you radio DJ. Here we go. Another one.
Yeah. So, no, but like, I love it. I love it. I just love to see queens just shine and allow themselves to put the work in and just make it look effortless. It's amazing.
Amazing.
So well spoken.
I love it. Well, you can see Natia, Lil Mama Kirkland, and all of her Growing Up Hip Hop friends on Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta Thursday, October 11th.
That's right.
At 9 p.m. ET on WeTV.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Natia, thank you for coming.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Insightfulness. Everything.
Thank you. And make sure you follow me on social media. That's at symbol LILMAMA. Lil Mama. That's Lil Mama. And that's on both platforms, Instagram and Twitter. And on Facebook, I'm Lil Mama. Verified account only. And that's how we do business.
Oh, you're the best. And I will sing Avril Lavigne back up with you any day.
That was beautiful, by the way.
Remix.
Lil Mama and Avril Lavigne.
Remix. Mm.
Lil Mama and Avril Lavigne.
Okay. Remix. Mm-mm. I ain't a hater, but your girl's a bird. You by my side.
Make it hurt.
Make it work. There you go. Make it work. You and her, that sound absurd. Me and you more better, you heard. You hear the way them girls laugh in the back? That's because I spit crack on the track.
Oh, I'm going to keep it real, boy.
I'm trying to mac. Let me know if you down with that. You and me and your girlfriend, we ain't no tie. You better ask T.I. I'm telling you like Jennifer Hudson.
Woo!
That's all we're going to give him for today.
That's all for today.
That's it. You can't give him the whole concert.
No.
Hey, you guys, this is Lil Mama. Make sure you tune in to HollywoodLife.com for the full interview and podcast where we talk about grown-up hip-hop, all-American, and more.